Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to cleaning companies, growing them, comments, complaints, frustrations, encouragement. We got it all. If you are committed to growing your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, where you can get everything you need, from videos to podcasts to ebooks to webinars, all sorts of cool stuff that will help you create the cleaning company and the life that you've always wanted. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or have any feedback or questions about the show, get in contact with our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or give her a ring at 480-648-5149 to apply to be on the show. We're excited to hear from you. All right, today we are talking with my friend from across the pond, Henry Pugh from Target Cleaners. Target is just starting out in the Murphy-fied area, and if you want to reach out to Henry and his team, you can hold them at www.targetcleaners.com. Targetcleaners.com. Henry, so excited to have you. What's shaking, my friend?
Hi, Mike. Hi, audience. Everything is good. Just really excited to be on here and being able to talk to you and get some advice for our startup business, really.
Yeah, I'm excited to have it, and Henry and I have kind of been emailing back and forth, and the first thing he said when we got on the phone was, hey, is it okay if, you know, is my accent okay? I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? I'd pay extra for people to have an accent.
I was a bit worried that maybe your audience wouldn't be able to understand, but as long as you can understand, it's the main thing.
Yeah, if it gets too bad, we'll transcribe it, we'll translate it at the bottom, you know, like subtitles.
Let's watch it.
All right, well, and I got to tell you, Clint Nation, before Henry kind of tells us a little bit about how he got into the business, how he got a hold of us, I want to hold him up as an example, certainly for startup guys, because this dude, I don't know how you kind of found your way to us, and you're welcome to share, but I think you were on a webinar or something, and he's emailed me, and he's been kind of getting on the show, and the guy is just all about, you get the fact that, hey, I need to learn, I want to get coaching, and I just love that attitude of, hey, smart guys learn from their mistakes, but smart geniuses learn from other people's mistakes. So just let me encourage you, man, that I love your attitude, I love your work ethic. I love the fact that you are coachable, and Cleaning Nation, that attitude is going to benefit you if you kind of duplicate it in your own life. So that said, tell us a little bit about you, Henry.
Right. I think I've got into cleaning company in a different way than a lot of you guys. I started off university playing professional football, or soccer as you call it, for a number of years. I had to retire due to injury. I'm a qualified accountant, and from that we've got a few rental properties. Now, it's from having the rental properties ourselves that we've realized that the cleaning services in our area aren't everything that they should be. I love being able to build up businesses. We've had a couple of businesses in the past ourselves, and my passion is to build them up. When I say us, it's myself and my wife, Becky. We have got four amazing children. Two twins that are 6 months old, a 3-year-old and a 12-year-old. So major stress, going great at 33 is just part of the course of it, really. And it's just having a, as you said before, a passion to build this company up and not just make the mistakes, learn from the mistakes. I don't think you can build a company up without making those mistakes, learning from them and making sure you don't make those mistakes in the future. But that's my story, really, and how I've got into it, really.
Yeah, I love that story, and congratulations on the twins. I just got one 7-month-old, and I'm 42, and he's turning me gray, so I couldn't imagine double the fun, double the headache. So you're a better man than I.
Yeah, it's good to have a lot of migraine pills by the side of the bed at night.
And I also like that you kind of acknowledge your wife as a partner. That's really cool, because obviously, first and foremost, our spouses are our partners in life. But whether they take an active role or a passive role in the business, they're still our partner. So I think that's very wise. If you don't have everything right at home, there's not a lot of chance you're going to have the success that you want at your business.
Exactly, and she's a partner, as you said, not just in the, but in the business, because she has done cleaning in the past. She's the one that's given me advice as I'm going along from her experiences. But she's also involved with the admin side of the company, and if we ever get any cleaners that are dropping out due to illness or just not wanting to be there that particular day, then she's more than happy to fill in. So yeah, she plays a major, major role in this.
Beautiful, man. All right. Well, I appreciate you kind of giving us a little background and insight into what's going on in your world over in the UK. And first of all, as soon as I say this, you guys are going to email me telling I'm full of crap. But I think you might be the first UK guest we've had on the show. So if that's the case, welcome and congratulations for that dubious honor.
Thank you very much. Very honored to be on here.
Yeah, and I've been to Heathrow Airport, and that's it. I've never really spent any time in England. So one of these days, if I can build an audience out there, I'll come do an event so I can have Henry take me around his beautiful country.
Yeah, please don't bring your services over here, because it means that our competitors would get the good info as well, and we wouldn't be as far up in the table if we've got competitors that are using you as well.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, man. All right. Well, hey, let's talk about enough about me and England and all that nonsense and your cool accent. Let's jump into building cleaning companies, my friend. What is going on in your world that I can help you with today that maybe Cleaning Nation can get some benefit from as well?
Well, we've just started up and we've literally just got our first contract. We've taken on someone within the last few days as a contract cleaner. Now, my question, or at least what I want to know, if possible, from you, from being doing this in the past, you've done this so many times before, is how do we get the contracts? How do we grow? What tips and advice would you give us as a startup to initially grow? There's so many podcasts out there and webinars that we've listened to that tell you from the established companies' point of view, but what about from the startups' point of view, really?
Man, such a good question, and I think I was telling you before we hit record that I really know that that's a theme just from what I get from the Facebook group and the feedback on just all over the feed, all the feedback I'm getting. I know that kind of the guys or gals or people wanting to start or right at the front end of the business is probably the biggest group of you out there, and I haven't had that specific question on the podcast, so I'm really excited to answer it, because I think we're going to bring a lot of value to Cleaning Nation today, to just like you said, Henry, a segment that's not, I don't want to say gets overlooked, but might feel like, yeah, that's all great when I'm up and running, but how do I get started? So I'm dying to dive in. All right, I've got a lot, so I'm going to probably talk real fast, and we might run a little long, but it's your fault. You asked me a question. I'm going to get on my soapbox, so buckle up, brother. So first of all, the foundation that I want to start you with, and again, I would just kill if I could have had this information 20 years ago when I started my cleaning company, because the reason I know all this so well is I've done it all wrong. So forgive me if I'm passionate, because I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can save. So I've already paid the tuition for this class, I can get more value out of it by sharing it with Henry. So all right. So first and foremost, you've got to get in your head, and I think you may have this already, Henry, but I want to make sure I share it for Cleaning Nation, because this is the foundation. Yeah. So many people get into the business thinking there's phases, and phase one is we're going to clean buildings for a living, and at some point we're going to transition out. That will cost you time and money and headache, and that will choke your business and just put you a year or two behind schedule. That's not, unless that's what you said. If you're just some insane person that they just love cleaning and you want to clean, and getting paid and the business is secondary, God bless you, go clean. But if you want to build a business, you do not want to clean. Not your first account, not your second account, no accounts. If I could break your ankles painlessly so you couldn't clean, I would do that, and it would help your business. So you've got to get, like, I don't know how many of you guys are Michael Gerber fans, but he wrote a book called The E-Myth. It's excellent. He talks about the last thing a mechanic should do is open up an auto repair place, because what happens when a mechanic quits or gets sick or anything happens, he's like, well, I guess I better start, you know, putting together that transmission. The problem is he's doing that, nobody's running the company. So I would much rather you act like this was a technical skill that you didn't possess. Like, you know, again, mechanic would be perfect. I don't know how you are with mechanics, but I'm assuming you can't put together a transmission, and you certainly wouldn't charge somebody for it. Pretend that that's you with cleaning. Like, I just can't clean. That's not my job. It's not what I do. It's not what I'm here for. It's not what I should be doing. Not you, not your wife, not any of the owners. You guys own a cleaning company. Owners of cleaning companies have very different responsibilities than cleaners for cleaning companies. You don't want the cleaners running the company, and you don't want the owners cleaning. That's that. Is that I'm trying to be emphatic. I don't want to go too long, but it's a big foundation. Any thoughts or questions or fears before we move on?
No, that seems to be what we had in mind anyway. We are there to build the business up, to promote the brand, to make sure that our cleaners have got work, regular work, and that's in history, that's what we've been good at. So transitioning that to this company, then, yeah, what you've said fully makes sense.
Good. So yeah, I would be looking for my first job simultaneously as my first cleaner. And if I had to pick one to get first, I'd pick a cleaner first. I'd really rather have the staff to, not that if you have a job, I'm not saying don't start it, of course. I'm just saying I would rather you have the cleaner hired before you get the job. Okay, so assuming you've got that foundation of I'm not a cleaner, that's not what I'm here for, I own a cleaning company, systems are what's going to get you there. If you don't have systems in place, you're going to end up either having to tell a customer no or going out and cleaning yourself. There's a lot of subsystems, and we can get all sorts of deep, but when you're starting out, you need two systems and only two systems, and they're very similar. You need a client attraction, or really a prospect attraction system, and an employee attraction system. That's it. Notice I didn't say client getting system or client chasing system or client begging system, a client attraction system. You put out cheese and the mice come. You don't chase the mice. You try and get them to come to you. And I, again, not trying to pitch it, and I don't even know when you're listening to this, but I'm doing a webinar right now. So if it's available or you can get it, you can email, if you're listening this far in the future, you can email Nat at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. She'll tell you if it's still available, but I'm doing a webinar on exactly how to do that. So step one is, and we can't obviously get into that in a 20-minute podcast, but your only job, Henry, is to create systems, not go get clients, but create systems that bring you clients, and not go get employees, but create systems that bring you employees. That's your first job, and your only job is to create those two systems. Again, not to go get them. It sounds the same. Like, yeah, he said the first two jobs is to go get employees and go get customers. Nope, that's not what I said. Create a system that brings prospective employees and prospective customers to you. You can't, even if it took you 3 months to get your first job, but you have those systems up, I would rather that than 3 months from now you got five jobs, but no systems, because you're building a foundation of you running around chasing your tail for the next 10 years. Where if you create these systems from the beginning, oh my gosh, you'll go, you know, maybe the first 3 months looks like nothing's happening, but all of a sudden a year from now you're doing $300,000-$400,000 because you built that system. Whereas if you just start going and selling employees and selling customers, you know, maybe you get, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 of revenue right off the bat, but a year from now you still got $4,000 or $5,000 a month of revenue and you just can't grow. So first and foremost, understand that you're a business owner, not a cleaner. Second, you build systems to bring those people to you. You don't go chase them. Any other questions before I keep rolling, brother?
No, at all. What you said makes perfect sense. It's something that, because as we listen to podcast Job Yours, we are in the process of doing that. So that's really good advice.
Okay, perfect. And again, some of this for you and Cleaning Nation, some of this will be a mind blow. We're like, oh my gosh, never heard of that, never thought of it. That's genius. Others of it will be, oh my gosh, I knew that. That's good. You know, it's good advice. I knew that, but that's a good reminder. But keep in mind, I'm really smart about it. I know exactly what I need to eat to look good and be thin. I know exactly what I need to do at the gym. That doesn't help me one iota if I'm stuffing my face with pizza and sitting in my butt all day. So reminding you of what you know and encouraging you to do it, or putting it in a way where you get it and it makes sense, is equally important. Don't just dismiss that like, oh yeah, don't eat carbs, got it, and then go eat a pizza. That didn't help you at all. You've actually got to put this stuff into not you. I mean, yes, you, but you know, I'm not trying to beat on you. I just want to make this really clear so you guys get the value and don't just go, wow, great podcast, I feel a lot smarter, and then you go back to cleaning or doing whatever you're doing. Okay, so step one, get the right mindset. Step two, start putting those two key systems in place that bring clients or prospective clients and prospective employees to you. Step three, pick a niche. This is probably the scariest one where I get the most pushback. Most people are like, I want to do residential. I want to do cleaning. I want to do, you know, if someone wants me to buff their shoes, I'll do that. I'll clean their window. Crap, I'll clean their pool if they want. Whatever they need, I just need a buck. Again, maybe that'll get you faster, quicker for the first 60 days. a year from now, you'll find that you'll look back and go, I've crippled myself. I could have been five times as large as I am had I picked a niche. So pick a niche, whatever, if you're fancy, like Henry here, you'd say niche. So I'm going to say that so he feels comfortably. But the old Phoenix Bow would say niche. Anyway, pick a niche. And a lot of people get confused, but I have a niche. I'm only commercial. I'm only residential. That's not a niche. That's way too broad. A niche, and I'll give you an example for residential. I'll give you an example for commercial. For residential, it's probably going to be, well, only people within 30 miles of my business or, you know, whatever your, you know, tolerance for travel is. So you go, all right, well, that limits it, depending on where you're at, to 100,000 households or 50,000 households. Still not a niche. That's way too big. So you might say, well, do I really want to do condos? Nah, probably not. Not that that couldn't be a good niche, but it's a harder one. I'd start easier. I probably want to do houses. Are people that rent more likely or less likely to have cleaners? You know, maybe in your area they're not. Maybe in your area, like, oh yeah, only homeowners do that. Great. What about home value? If someone more likely to pay someone to clean their $1 million home or their $50,000 home? So you're going to start breaking it down into home value, home area, right? You might go 30 miles, but you might say, well, this is the ghetto. I'm not going to even talk to people there because they're not going to want my services. Whereas this is the rich area where they've got money, and you can go by income. You can go by house value. And then the last piece is what type of people, stage of life. Again, are you going to go for the five teenagers, in college all sharing a place paying $200 a piece? No. Are you going to go for the young married couple? Probably still no, right? Go for the older folks that are, you know, we're 40, we're married. He makes 80 grand a year. She makes 80 grand a year. Together we do okay. We've got a nice $500,000 house. Those are good. Maybe retired folks that are on a fixed income, but they still want, they're unable or unwilling to do it themselves. So pick a niche, both in terms of income, in terms of where they're at. And when I say where they're at, I mean physically their house and how much it's worth, but also in life cycle, right? Pick an age group or a gender, right? For if it's a 30 to 50 year old couple, 9 times out of 8, the wife's going to make that decision if it's a married couple. So are you going to, in your advertising, are you going to, or your stuff, your client attraction systems, are you going to speak differently to someone if you know that generally it's going to be female? Of course you are. Especially if it's a mom. Are you going to speak someone differently that's a female with kids than a single dude? Of course you are. So the niche, I can't emphasize how important it is. If you have 50,000 human beings that you're trying to speak with, all you can say is, give me money and I'll put my hand in your toilet for an hour. That's all you can say. But when you get down to a mom who's 40, who's got two kids, who's got a job, whose husband works, who probably feels guilty that she's not at home with her kids, that you can be very specific with, feel guilty that you're not at home with your kids, and when you are at home, you're too busy cleaning, let us help you. That's so much more compelling than give me $12 and I'll clean for an hour, or whatever, $30 or whatever the case may be. I've gone too long on that, so I'm going to go real quick on the commercial. Commercial's super easy, right? Property managers or property owners? That's your first decision you've got to make. If you go to property managers, pick, there's still a niche. You want medical? Do you want people that do class A warehouse, you know, specialize in over millions? You know, how many square feet do they have under management? So that's that. On the owner side, you're going to have to decide, what kind of business? Do I want to do gyms? Do I want to do restaurants? Do I want to do medical that's managed by the owner? So again, just get real specific, and you're going to talk very different to the guy that owns the mortuary than to the property manager who has, you know, a million square feet of property under management. All he cares about is not getting yelled at by the owner. All right, so that's niche. Last step, and this is going to be the most tactical one, then we're going to hit the lightning round, is once you've got that niche, so I'm just going to call it, let's go residential and say that you want, now let's go commercial and say you're doing owners of gyms, right? What's it, you know, where you work out, fitness clubs. Talk to 10. Don't try and sell them a blessed thing. Call them and just be totally honest. Say, hey, Mr. Johnson, my name is Henry. Aside from my charming accent, which you don't find charming because you have the same one because we live here, I'm starting a cleaning company and we're only going to serve gyms. I'm going to live, eat, breathe, and sleep gyms. I want to know everything about you, what makes you happy, what makes you scared, why you have this business as opposed to another business, if you love it, if you hate it, what if you could change anything, what that would be, what your biggest pain is, what your passions are. You notice I haven't said anything about your cleaning service, not one blessed thing. And if you do that with 10 people, two things are going to happen. One, you are going to know better than anybody, and I can't say the name of your town again, but anyone in that town, what the vibe of those gyms are. you're going to know their pain and their passion so much better. So when you put out a client attraction system, so basically I'm saying, go to the mouse and say, mouse, what do you like to eat? And if they like cheese, put out cheese. Everyone else is going to be putting out, you know, protein bars, but that's not what mice like. So you're going to know what your mice, i.e. owners of fitness clubs, love and what they just can't resist because you ask them. So that's the first massive good thing that's going to happen. The second thing that's going to happen, and do not sell them. Don't try and sell them crap. Try to unsell them. Try and walk away. The second thing that's going to happen is they're going to like you because people love talking about themselves. So when you ask them all this question about their hopes and their dreams and their passion, they're going to go, who is this guy? Why does he care so much about what I do? I can't believe this is just to get a cleaning contract. Guarantee you two or three of them are going to go, Henry, would you please give me a bid that you're exactly who I want? And one of those is probably going to turn into a job. So that is the absolute, don't sell them. Just ask questions, try to get to know them, and let them buy from you. Again, you're attracting clients. You're not chasing them. You're just going out, and that's very attractive to talk about somebody and what's important in their lives for an hour. That's very attractive to people. So they're gonna, you're attracting those customers, and they're going to come buy from you before you even have an opportunity to sell for them, as long as you give them that space. As soon as you start selling, they go, ah, gotcha. I knew this was a scam, and I knew you weren't really interested in me. You just wanted to sell your own thing, and you've blown the whole deal. So do not sell. But I promise you they'll buy. All right, that was like a master class that should have taken 2 hours. We jammed into 9.5 minutes. Before we hit the lightning round, any questions, comments, or thoughts before we move on, sir?
I think there's really good advice there, and there's at least two, maybe three of the 4 points you've made that we haven't even considered. So that's something we're going to have to go away and sit down and sort out on. That's one thing, but The not selling, that's a major one. That goes completely against what you expect there to be. You expect to be going out and sell. But in essence, it's not that at all. And that's really, really good advice, which we will be implementing completely.
Yeah, and let me just encourage you in Cleaning Nation. I haven't sold anything for, feels like, decades. I had a car dealership, for crying out loud. Car dealership's the most selly thing. And let me tell you what happened. If you came onto my lot, our salespeople would not come out and be like, hey, what are you doing? How can I help you? Whatever. They would literally yell at you from 20 feet away. Hey, we don't want to bother you. So when you're ready, just come on in. Without even waiting for you to respond, they would turn away and start walking away. 80% of the time, the customer would go, whoa, hold on. Please come help me. So do you see the difference between going and opening the door and the customer's like, oh crap, here it is. Get this guy out of here. You look at, you know, hey, how are you doing? Can I help you? No, we're just looking. Go away. That whole vibe changed to, wait, please, will you come help me? So again, in everything you do, if it works in car dealerships, I promise you it works in cleaning companies. It's almost like shooting fish in a barrel. It's too easy. You don't try and sell them. You walk away from them. Same with the coaching. I tell most people when they call, hey, I need private coaching. What do you need? At my responser, Natalie, or whoever answers the phone's response is always the same. It's really expensive and probably not for you, and you have to be invited. And then they start selling me, oh, I really need it. Please come help me. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, maybe this isn't a fit. So anyway, let me just encourage you. The more you pull away, the more they're going to pull towards you. And we're attracting clients and employees, never begging, never chasing. All right. Enough of me ranting. Henry, even though you're just starting, I know you've got a lot of good stuff to share. Let's hit the lightning round. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
To be honest, I think it's something that you've reiterated over the last however long I've been listening to these podcasts. It's not only is customer king, you've got to serve them and make them happy, but you've got to make your employees happy. If you don't have a happy employee, you haven't got a happy workplace, and you're going to end up in a situation where they're just going to walk. They're not going to do the job right. You're going to lose customers, but you're going to lose employees as well.
Crap, I should have said that. Thanks for catching my miss, brother. I appreciate you. and good answer. All right, question two. What's the biggest... Well, this is going to be an interesting one for you because you're just starting, but I'm still going to ask it because I think it'll be insightful. What's the biggest mistake you've made in your young cleaning career?
Difficult because it's hard to admit mistakes, but I think stereotyping people is a big one. Just because someone is 25, young and not married, doesn't mean that they haven't got that $500,000 house. They haven't got the need for a cleaning service, or indeed, you expect a cleaner to be of a certain social demographic, and it's not like that at all. I think stereotyping people is a major mistake that I've made, and something that I'll definitely learn from in the future.
Cool. All right, last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that will improve their lives or their business?
Without blowing smoke, it's definitely got onto your podcast. It's something that has really helped us so far, and I'm sure it will continue to do so. If they're already listening to your podcast and doing that, I think just remember that it's you're out there to make people happy, do a job, make their lives easier as well. But definitely just get the right advice from the right people and starting off, and hopefully then the journey becomes much easier.
Well, congratulations, Cleaning Nation. If you are within the sound of my voice, you are most likely listening to the podcast, so you're already putting into practice Henry's fantastic advice. Well done. All right, Henry, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your energy and your passion and your transparency. I really appreciated you sharing, and I know that Cleaning Nation shares appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Henry's show notes page and give him some love and encouragement and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you can do that at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.